For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Who cares for the caregivers? The health and well-being of those that we're training to become physicians is vitally important, both for them and for us who are going to be their patients. I recently spoke with Dr. Douglas Mata, a third-year resident physician in pathology at the Brigham and Women's and Harvard Medical School, about a study he and his team performed in looking at the incidence and prevalence of depression in house officers, resident physicians, those who have their medical degree and are now training to become specialists.
In 2015, my team and I decided to look at depression, like you mentioned, in house officers. And our goal was to find every study that had ever measured this in anyone. And we found over 50 studies comprising about 17,000 house officers. And those 17,000 individuals had been administered a questionnaire that assessed for depression. And the overall amount of depression in those officers was about 28.8%, which is much higher than you would expect in the general population.
So, yeah, I mean, that number is staggering. We're looking at between one quarter and one third of those who are being trained to take care of us down the road as suffering from these signs and symptoms of clinical depression. And the number is higher than the general population. Did you and your team posit what is engendering that depression?
I think there's a lot of factors. One is that right now, house officers are working many hours per week. There's a limit right now that's set to 80 hours a week, but in practice, sometimes some individuals do exceed those. And sleep deprivation in and of itself is a major risk factor for depression. And then there are other issues that I think are posed by changes in our modern medical system. We have patients now who are living longer than ever before due to life prolonging and life-creating technologies that lead to basically having a very high workload in the hospital and also to some intense emotional situations. And then with the rise of electronic medical records and certain aspects that have to do with insurance reimbursement, what we're seeing is shorter lengths of hospital stays for very sick patients that are requiring just an enormous amount of emotional and intellectual work and intensity from our resident physicians. And you know, those are definitely things that could be contributing to that.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Douglas Mata, resident physician in pathology at Brigham and Women's and Harvard Medical School, about depression in resident physicians and what we can do about it. Well, I know the electronic medical record is something we've talked about on the show before, and we could dedicate several hours to it. I say only tongue half in cheek that I have yet to meet a physician who's really happy at all with the electronic medical record. It's certainly not lived up to its potential as yet. Oftentimes we hear complaints, perhaps a little less for us in pathology than our clinical colleagues who are so chained or tethered to the computer such that it really draws them away from patients. And I can see why that would be a stress factor. Well, what about, I guess, one of the 800-pound gorillas in the room that weighs heavily upon all residents is student debt?
Absolutely. And, you know, right now about half of residents are starting their residency with enormous amounts of debt, sometimes in the $100,000 to $200,000 range. And for individuals who may unfortunately feel like they don't want to do a particular subspecialty or that they perhaps picked the wrong profession or that they would like to do more research than patient care or vice versa, they really feel locked in where when you have that much debt hanging over your head, the decision has basically at that point been made for you, and you are not going to be sleeping at night as well as you would without that debt hanging over you, and it's also going to restrict some of the life choices that you can make as well.
Well, you know, the first concern I have in this discussion is for the house officer herself, himself, but also we're talking about a caregiver, so that depression can't help but also affect the way that young trainee diagnoses, treats a patient. What sort of things have you and your team thought about as a way of addressing this problem?
I think there are basically three categories of potential solutions that you could have to help ameliorate depression in trainees. One would be providing more and better mental health to to depressed physicians and those who are in training. The second one would be to limit the trainees' exposure to the environment and system that's contributing, at least in part, to their poor mental health and wellness. So that would be more like duty hour reform. And then the third would be kind of a bigger picture thing, would be considering the possibility that the training system itself needs some sort of large fundamental change. Now, of those three, the first approach, which is just giving more and better access to mental health care, that's appropriate no matter what other changes you're going to make. The second approach with duty hours, they were envisioned in the late 80s and then revisited in the early 2000s to try to decrease stress and burnout and sleep deprivation and medical errors. But unfortunately, the results from making those changes have been somewhat disappointing, which in my mind suggests that really the third approach is what we need. There needs to be some sort of system-wide change that can help with this.
Absolutely. I think back to my own training, and I know the stressors have shifted somewhat, but are in essence the same. Having colleagues who had sleep deprivation seizures, had folks that were burdened with debt, though of course my generation, that debt was nothing like yours.
Right.
I really do hope that senior leaders in medicine take your suggestions to heart, and this is something that it's not going to go away. The system has been in place for so long, it's not going to go away overnight. So I would certainly like to revisit with you at some point in the future and see where we're at and where we're going.
That would be great. I think one of the issues is that we've done to date a pretty good job at understanding the extent of the problem in terms of how many people are affected by depression and burnout. And what change that we need to see now is more research into how to actually fix it. So like you said, that's kind of the next step.
My thanks to Dr. Douglas Mata of Brigham and Women's and Harvard Medical School, who talked with us today about depression in resident physicians. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.